This is WLVR News. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley has been helping neighbors thanks to an emergency fund. After delivering more than $400,000 to support nonprofits throughout the community, organizers realized they might be missing something important. WLVR's Hayden Mittman has more.
Using the pooled contributions collected from dozens of area organizations throughout the past year, the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley has been able to help nonprofit groups feed those in need, support the homeless, and help locals who've lost their careers due to the pandemic. But Joe Pereira, a vice president at the United Way, says that after seeing the impact that the murder of George Floyd had on society, the group realized that they could be working in a more equitable way.
We were taking a look at our own makeup of the strategic response team and recognizing we were still pretty much a bunch of white folks that were making decisions well-intended on behalf of communities of color that were being disproportionately affected by COVID.
As they did their own research, they realized that they were doing things for the African-American community backwards.
Pastor Philip Davis is from Easton Shiloh Church, and he says that the United Way realized that there was a problem if there weren't any black voices at the table.
We felt that it was supporting issues of white supremacy, and they acknowledge that themselves.
The nonprofit took a step back, and taking about $90,000 to be shared equally between Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton, the United Way reached out to a diverse selection of community leaders.
The strategic response team kind of identified who were our leaders that we know that were not already at the table in those three communities.
This led to the creation of the African American Coalition of Easton. Pastor Philip Davis, along with Judy Dickerson, director of Easton's Cops and Kids Community Program, are two founding members.
I, along with several others, had been contacted to help advise on how that money could be distributed to specifically address racial inequities.
The group's first move after receiving a $30,000 grant was to create a website at blackconnectionsofeaston.com. Pastor Davis says the site's intended as a way to help connect the community and provide grants that can be used towards initiatives aimed at addressing racial inequality.
We discovered was that when African Americans moved into our community, there's no connectivity, so there's no central clearinghouse for, you know, where do you go and get your haircut? Where are the churches? Where are the, you know, nonprofit organizations for the African American community?
The group's first grant was delivered to the Boys and Girls Club of Easton, where they regularly film video of basketball instruction that they then share online.
Jared, how are these guys doing?
Dean Young, the CEO, says they used the nearly $3,000 grant to provide gifts of hats, blankets, and masks to 100 kids.
Due to COVID-19, we knew many of our families had greater hardships than ever before. And reaching out to the coalition, it was unanimous to bestow a grant on the Boys and Girls Club of Easton to be able to provide gifts for our young people.
Grant applications are available on its website, and the African American Coalition of Easton is now working to secure status as a nonprofit group in order to help it grow in the new year. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.